Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Every family has an origin story, one passed down through the generations. Mine happens to be a mystery involving my great-great-grandmother left behind in Sicily. I'm Joe Piazza, and my new podcast will transport you to the gorgeous island of Sicily as I trace my roots back through a whodunit for the ages. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Coming up at about 4 minutes after the hour, it's my strawberry letter for today. And the subject is, I went right over there and got him.
I know that's right.
What is wrong with Steve?
I don't know what's wrong with Steve. I don't know.
Horizontal?
I don't know. Get up. What are you doing?
I'm waiting on my coffee.
Oh, you can't hold your head.
Oh, you need that. So you can... right now.
All right, come on.
All right. Subject of today's strawberry letter, I went right over there and got him. We'll get into that in just a few. But right now, the nephew is here with today's prank phone call. What you got for us, Neff?
We're going down to the cemetery, okay? Every now and then, you got to take a trip down there. We're going down to the cemetery.
Scary.
Don't be scared. Hey, look at that. It ain't nothing to be scared of. Ain't nobody over there finna get up. Nobody. Okay? Nobody finna get up. The title right here is, You Gave Me the Wrong Directions to My Sister's Grave. You Gave Me Wrong Directions to My Sister's Grave.
Who are you pranking?
What?
If you go down to this first tree and make a right, and then take, when you see that first tomb, make another left there. Go up about four bodies.
Too much. This is the way.
And then the body on
bodies?
The right.
You mean?
Yeah. Plots, my bad.
Yes.
Plots.
I don't like you or the setup.
You ain't never had funeral directions before. That's your problem. You ain't never had funeral directions.
You don't think so?
Once you get into the cemetery, turn left. Go down to the oak tree, make a right. Yeah. Go up about six plots. Count them.
But you said go up about six bodies.
Bodies. That's see that right there.
Now, that's if don't nobody want to go in there, and people just laying out on the ground.
When you get to the tent, that ain't your sister at the tent. When you get to the tent, keep going.
Oh, and all you done covered them up is with a tarp.
Right.
Boy. So we're looking like the morgue up in here.
You gave me wrong directions to my sister's grave. Let's go, Cat Dog.
Hello. Thank you for calling Cemetery. How may I help you?
My name is Frederick Stemmer. Did that Tamara Mick?
Let me see if she's in the office. One moment, please.
Thank you. It just don't make sense. For us all to go out there like we did, and then they're running into these type of problems.
Hello?
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 Listen, my name is Dredrick Simmons.
Okay.
Now, my sister's system is buried out there.
Okay.
And we come out there last week on Monday to come out there and pray over the space where she is. Now, you is the one that told us that it was a few spaces away from the mausoleum. Now, we got out there and prayed over my sister Frances' burial and found out that we was in the wrong space. And they say you was the one that told it to us.
Sir, I don't even know what you're talking about.
You is the one that told us that my sister Frances...
I don't give out spaces. I'm in the administrative office.
I don't know where you work. All I know is you is the one that told us this.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did. You was the one that my grandbaby said that she talked to the woman named Tamara. And you had us out there standing over some white man's body, and it wasn't
sir,
right.
I'm not a counselor, so I can't tell you where a space is. So... your granddaughter lied to you.
Ain't nobody lied to me. Not you had us out there in the wrong space.
I couldn't have had you in the wrong space because I don't even know the cemetery.
You know what? I'm going to send my grandbaby up there to talk to you.
Okay. I'll be here till 5.
You're very mischievous. You know that?
I'll be here till 5 o'clock. You have a good day.
No, you don't you hang up this phone on me.
You have a good day.
No, I'm not going to have a good day. You had me praying over my sister Frances' body and it was the wrong one. And we're sitting there praying over this white man's body.
Get out of bed and get
up. It wasn't right. Hello?
I'm listening to you.
You don't have an apology or nothing.
Because I know I didn't tell your granddaughter where a space.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast, To Live and Die in L.A. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us. Oh, yeah.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to talk about and go through all the things that are sometimes difficult to process alone. We're going to go over how to regulate your emotions, diving deep into holistic personal development, and just building your mindset to have a happier, healthier life. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
And basically have conversations that can help us get through this crazy thing we call life.
I already believe in myself. I already see myself. And so when people give me an opportunity, I'm just like, oh, great, you see me too.
We'll laugh together, we'll cry together, and find a way through all of our emotions. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Then what did you tell her?
I don't even know who your granddaughter is.
What do you mean? The Simmons family. We were not there.
I don't know who the Simmons family is.
It's not Simmons. It's Simmons. Simmons.
I don't know a Simmons family. That's what I'm telling you. I'm not a counselor. I don't even deal with family.
Here's what I need you to do. Can you go out there and pray over my sister's body?
I don't know where your sister is buried.
It's supposed to have been 6 faces away from the mausoleum.
I don't... Are there any faces?
Yes.
Where is it at?
Section 2.
Section 2?
We was in section 2, but it was some white man. We was... It wasn't my sister Francis.
Okay, I don't even know who your sister Francis is. I do not even know where section 2 is. Whoever came into the cemetery and said that they spoke to me, they probably did speak to me, and I probably got the information from a counselor, but I never showed them exactly where the spot was. So if they were out there praying over your sister and they were in the wrong spot, that's not my problem.
They're praying over some white man.
That's not my problem, sir.
If you gave
because
the
they
wrong,
went to the wrong spot.
If you gave the wrong information, it is just my limit.
I don't give the wrong information.
Tamara,
I told them, yes, she's in section 2. But I did not physically go out there and point to the spot to tell them to pray over that spot.
Let me explain what I'm trying to stop from happening. If my people come up there, it's going to be some more bodies getting buried. And I don't want nobody to get
okay,
hurt.
Okay, I mean, your family can come up here. It's not going to be no more bodies being buried. What they can do is come up here, right, and we can conversate about this. But it's not going to be an uproar up here.
I want you to go out there and you pray over Francis's body.
I'm not going out to pray over nobody's body.
It's not my family member.
I didn't tell them the wrong information.
Do you love the Lord?
I dearly do.
Then you ought to have some sympathy. I want you to bow your head right now.
No, I'm going to end this conversation
because I have other work to do.
Now, if they want to come in and talk to me, I will be here until 5 o'clock.
Can I say one more thing before you go?
You can say one more thing and I'm ending the call.
Okay.
This nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked, baby.
You are crazy, okay?
Your sister Tamika set you up, baby. And you just got it, baby, from nephew Tommy. Boy, you were standing your ground. You like, no, just because you wasn't prayed over the wrong body, that don't mean nothing. I ain't got nothing to do with that. All right, check it out. You got to tell me one thing. What's the baddest radio show in the land?
D.R.V.
And there you have it. That's it. When last time y'all been to a funeral lately? When last time y'all been to a funeral?
Nah, I stopped going to a long time.
I haven't been, man. Yeah. It's been a while.
Don't nobody want to go to no funeral.
No.
People love to go, Steve.
That's well, crazy. You know what?
I take that back.
It really is. It is people who hear about them and go to.
They don't even know the person.
Yeah.
I'm talking about but being there grieving like they family.
Yeah. My aunt had a thing. She just wanted to see the body. That's it. I told you guys that before. That's all.
What is that fetish right there? That you want to see the body?
No.
I be the one trying not to go up to it.
Yeah.
I be trying.
Well,
everybody gets to be the body at one point in time. I ain't in no hurry.
I know that's right.
I'm not a funeral guy, man. I just don't like funerals.
If you went to the funeral, my aunt didn't get a chance to go. Did you see the body? How'd he look? Yeah. How'd she look?
Looked just dead. Like him.
He looked dead. He wasn't moving. He wasn't breathing. His eyes were shut. The makeup was a little off. He looked dead. He looked embalmed. That's how he looked.
Up next, Strawberry Letter. Subject, I went right over there and got him. We'll get into that right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Life's better with American Family Insurance, because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to a Cross Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.